Broadcasting from Civic Center Studios, this is WCR Community Radio, keeping you in touch on 105.5 FM.
Good morning, I'm John Alpin and welcome to this edition of Rise and Shine. Still recording from home, as needs must, and I hope I find you keeping well. We have a Sunday service from St. John's Church, and after that some music until 10 o'clock that will hopefully lift our spirits and be reflective as well. So, let's have the Sunday service.
WCR presents the Sunday service.
Good morning and welcome to our time of worship today, the first Sunday after Easter. I am Sheila Wirth.
And I'm Jane Fowles.
And we are both from St John's Church in the Boreham Road. We recorded this service for you in our own home earlier this week. Now, let us start with some encouraging words from Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. I will never be afraid. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. Our first hymn is that glorious Easter shout of joy. Jesus lives. Thy terrors now can no more, O death, appall us.
Jesus lives.
Let us pray. God, our Creator, in whom we live and move and have our being, our small spirits reach out to you in longing and hope. When the darkness of our world seems overwhelming, open our eyes to see your light in Jesus Christ. When the waste and pain of human lives makes us despair, hold before us the vision of his cross. When the future seems to offer only violence, set firmly in our hearts your promises in Christ that your love can conquer all things. And keep us rooted, Father, in the constant faith that nothing in the whole of space and time can ever separate us from your redeeming love, brought close to us by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And a short reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. I have learnt to be satisfied with what I have. I know what it is to be in need and what it is to have more than enough. I have learnt this secret so that anywhere, at any time, I am content. Whether I am full or hungry, whether I have too much or too little, I have the strength to face all conditions by the power that Christ gives me. And now a reading from a book called Journey with Me by Catherine Campbell.
The man in the white van stopped abruptly in front of me on a busy approach road. I was perturbed by his unexpected action, especially as the car behind hooted furiously at the sudden stop. I had no idea what had happened to cause our delay until I caught sight of something appearing by the front left wheel of the white van. There she was, a mummy duck, feverishly leading her little brood across the busy road, 8 fluffy little ducklings racing behind her in a ruler straight line. What a beautiful sight! I'm so glad Mr. White Van Man had stopped in time. As we drove on, I couldn't help but think she was either a very brave mummy or a very foolish one to attempt to cross that main road with such precious cargo. But then, there are times when we just have to do what we know is right. This is especially true when it is God who is asking. One of the first things that Jesus said to his disciples when he appeared to them after his death was, "Do not be afraid." Courage is contagious. When a brave person takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened.
We have all been inspired by Captain Tom Moore, the 99-year-old war veteran who walked round his garden 100 times to raise money for the NHS, which, in turn, inspired so many others to give that over £17 million has been raised so far. And as soon as the lockdown was announced, one or two people here in Warminster immediately decided that it was essential to have a system in place to support all those in Warminster and the surrounding villages who are on their own and, for whatever reason, cannot leave their homes to get shopping and medicines or to relieve their isolation. As soon as this system was announced, people from all over the area volunteered to be the hands to deliver the shopping and the medicines, and to be the listening ear for the isolated and lonely. The courageous actions of one or two have led to many having a lifeline in these unprecedented times.
After the encounter with Jesus on the beach, Peter again became a brave man. As others followed his example, their spines were stiffened as they waited and they soon discovered that the promise of Jesus was enough to strengthen them for those days in God's waiting room. God, I'm not a very brave person, but the strength I need to follow you is found in Christ. You only ask for that first brave step. Help me to take it. Amen. Now for another joyful Easter hymn. The strife is o'er, the battle done, now is the victor's triumph won. Alleluia.
And now a reading from Psalm 90. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. 1,000 years to you are like one day. They are like yesterday, already gone, like a short hour in the night. Teach us how short our life is, so that we may become wise. Fill us each morning with your constant love, so that we may sing and be glad all our life. Many of us are now experiencing more solitude than we have ever experienced before. This can be overwhelming, frightening, draining, depressing, and lead to feelings of great loneliness. But Henri Nouwen reminds us that we can make it into a positive experience.
In solitude, we can listen to the voice of him who spoke to us before we could speak a word, who healed us before we could make any gesture to help others, who set us free long before we could free others, and who loved us long before we could give love to anyone else. It is in this solitude that we discover that being is more important than having, and that we are worth more than the results of our efforts. In solitude, we discover that our life is not a possession to be defended, but a gift to be shared. It's there we recognize that the healing words we speak are not just our own, but are given to us. That the love we can express is part of a greater love. And the new life we bring forth is not a property to cling to, but a gift to be received.
Let us pray. God who heals, we pray for everyone dealing daily with the intense pressures of this crisis. Grant them resilience in weariness, discernment in decision making and diagnosis, courage and compassion as they care. We pray for those who will witness many deaths, that you will protect their mental health and guide them to reach out to others for support and to find solace in you.
Amen. As Jesus is close to death, he prioritizes the importance of family support and love. We pray for members of our family who we cannot be with. Thank you that you love and care for them. Thank you that this crisis has shown us that our relationships are of the greatest importance. Thank you that you have shown us that solitude does not need to be a time of terror, but has its own blessings.
Amen.
Let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our final hymn of hope and joy is Love's Redeeming Work is Done, Fought the Fight, the Battle Won.
May the Lord God Almighty, who loves us, be a strong fortress of protection over us. May Jesus Christ, his Son, who died for us, save us. And may the Holy Spirit, who broods over the chaos and fills us with his presence, intercede for us and for all those we love and for everyone at this time. Amen.
Broadcasting from Civic Center Studios, this is WCR Community Radio, keeping you in touch on 105.5 FM.
Our thanks to Sheila and Jane for our Sunday service. The next four hymns are Come Let Us With Our Lord Arise, This Joyful Easter Tide, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord, and Guide Me, O My Great Redeemer. I hope you enjoy. Two fine female singers start the next part of the show. Eva Cassidy with her cover of Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow, followed by Christine McVie, formerly known as Christine Perfect, with her own composition, Songbird.
Wake up where the clouds are far.
The next two songs are classic songs from 1969, in fact. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother from The Hollies, and Bridge Over Troubled Water from Simon and Garfunkel, of course written by Paul Simon.
Long road from which there is enough. feeling small when tears are in your eyes. I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
two songs are good sing-along songs, good audience participation songs. In fact, Colours of Day, followed by He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Colours of Day. Into the street and
Well, it's time to end the show, and we'll end with a big finale. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Our final song goes right back to 1945, to the Rodger and Hammerstein musical Carousel. Also, this song was a big hit for Gerry and the Pacemakers in the mid-60s, and is now the Liverpool Football Club anthem. Yes, you've guessed it, You'll Never Walk Alone. But this is sung by Alfie Bowe and Michael Ball. So, bye-bye for now, keep safe, and I'll be back next week.
At the end.